As we continue in worship this day, we have the opportunity to look upon the Word of God. We're going to be reading from Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22 through 26. The words can be found on the screen overhead. I didn't change my mark. It says, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no such law against such things. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. It's been a pretty challenging last 48 hours in Central Texas and around as we watch the news and as we experience the flooding that has taken place and the loss of life, especially with every person, but to think those children as well. And so the Methodist Church is responding in many different ways. We know that one way is through United Methodist Committee on Relief. And so if you'd like to donate towards that, if you'll mark, there's a special advance set up in our conference already. And so if you put flood relief or UMCOR, we'll know that's where that money will go, and 100% of it will go to help with those in need. There's also early response teams that will be going out soon, and so there's a couple trainings coming up this next week. If you'd like to learn more about that, we'll get an email sent out about that, and so there's both an online and in-person training to go and be able to help on the ground working with those in need as well, and then, of course, our prayers always. I don't think sending a bunch of stuff at this point is helpful. There'll be a time where that is needed, but a lot of times everyone wants to respond. Many people respond with sending a bunch of stuff, which then creates more chaos in the lives of those who are trying to process. But we do indeed lift up all of those in Kerrville and around the area. So friends, over the last few weeks since Pentecost, we have been looking at the Holy Spirit and the ways in which from Pentecost onward throughout the New Testament, we see how Paul talks about the Spirit and the ways in which it is at work in our life, transforming us, a gift from Christ for the people of God to connect and feel God's presence upon our life in this already but not yet time our life today as we live in the world today, a day in which we face trials and challenges that are beyond our ability to place words around, emotions around. I know yesterday, as we just kept hearing and reading, and you know, our heart just breaks over and over and over again. Today, a day in which we pray for God to surround our state and our country and our world, that the Pentecost Spirit would come and be alive once again, the Spirit of God, a Spirit that bonds us to Jesus and assures us of our life with Him. Just prior to this morning's scripture in which we read about these fruits of the Spirit, Paul sensed that the churches in Galatia were in danger of being bound by a false gospel. Some were advocating for rules and regulations and rituals. They were a community in conflict. Some argued about that the cross of Christ wasn't enough, that you had to keep all of these Jewish religious laws. Some disagreed over Paul's leadership, and some refused to even eat with others in the church. The conflict was so severe that Paul mentioned in Galatians 5:15, it's as if you bite and devour one another, the people were doing. And they were on this path of destructive behavior, of it mentions impurity and idolatry, and jealousy and anger and selfish ambition and drunkenness. They fought with one another. They had freedom, but they were exercising their freedom in a way that wasn't helpful. It was actually hurting one another and themselves. It was destroying the community. They were not living into that freedom that we experience through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. They were causing harm to themselves and to one another, and holding themselves back from experiencing the freedom that we find in Christ. Freedom, we hear a lot about, especially in this last week, freedom of 4th of July, that we have parades and we celebrate our freedom. But freedom, in this case, was different. It was freedom from the demands of the law of sin and death. Freedom that we wouldn't bound by those things that hurt us. And knowing that we probably and can't do this by ourselves, that we are people of the flesh and are drawn to things of the flesh, God gave us the Spirit to help us to accomplish the work that He started in us, to guide us and inspire us. Gave Himself for our sins to be set free. He goes on to say in Galatians 3:29 that we are no longer slaves to sin or slaves to the law, but we are children and heirs of God. All of this is free gift of God, that we've done nothing to earn or deserve it. We can't pay or afford at any price. It's ours to receive through faith and gladness. And then we have these fruits. Fruits of the Spirit: love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things as these, there is no law. There's nothing that keeps us from engaging in these acts, that we can do them as much as we can, as often as we can, that they fill us and feed us in every step of our life and the way in which we move and live and have our being. These fruits are indicators and evidence of the Holy Spirit at work within us. And they help us to be mindful and aware of the way in which we live. You know, sometimes I lack a little patience when I'm dealing with my 9 and 11-year-old. Sometimes we can let the kindness go down a little bit as we're driving around Austin. Sometimes our gentleness gets a little lower as we're shopping in HEB. Now, I don't know about you, but when I let those things down a little bit, when I fall back into the flesh, there's something within me that disconnects me. I feel disconnected. I often feel discontent, restless, unhappy, empty. And I think that's God's Spirit saying, be aware, be mindful. Remember who you are. You see, if our value is to love others, to be faithful, to be kind, to contribute, to have patience, to self-control, then when we're not doing these things, we feel like something's off. And after a while, I usually kind of circle around and find where did I and what did I do or not do or say or not say or respond, or not respond like I should have. It's in that moment that I realize that maybe the flesh got the best of me. When we talk about our freedom, We talk about the ways in which God's given us this free will to make good and bad choices, to allow the Spirit to flow through us, or to allow the flesh to take over. There was this paradox, a bunch of things here that I can kind of relate to and see. It says, we have taller buildings, but we have shorter tempers. We have wider freeways, but narrower viewpoints. We spend more, but have less. We buy more, but enjoy less. We multiplied our possessions, but reduced our values. We talk too much, listen not often enough. We've done larger things, but not better, bigger, better things. We've conquered the atom, but not our prejudice. We plan more, but accomplish less. We've learned to rush, but not to wait. Friends, Christ's Spirit has given us freedom to love more, to be kinder, be more generous, to allow these fruits to transform our life. And these fruits allow God's seal of ownership upon us, that we belong to Him, and that we're walking hand in hand, step by step with Christ. These are the things that we should work towards every day to transform us. And it's really amazing to think that God didn't leave us to do it by ourselves, but has given us the Spirit alive and in us. When we're living by the Spirit and the evidence of the Spirit is at work, we're aware of it. Maybe we exercise it with patience. Maybe we don't get as frustrated when we're driving. Maybe we say a kind word instead of gossiping. Maybe we give generously to relief and development efforts to bring about social and structural changes. Maybe we find peaceful solutions instead of striking back in anger. In the face of all that's going on in the world today that fills the local news, it may feel like a task bigger than any of our efforts can accomplish. Maybe it feels bigger than what our church can accomplish. And we wonder, what are we doing, and can we really make a difference to world peace, to the environment, to eradicate homelessness or hunger? But friends, our small efforts, filled with the Holy Spirit, both as an individual and as a church, is a wonderful gift. And it's what we're called to do with our freedom in Christ. Friends, the Holy Spirit is always at work, calling us to be instruments of love to the world around us. And I think it's calling us to continue to move forward day after day after day. And so as we go back into the world, may our interactions and our relationships be agents of transformation and action. May the evidence of the Holy Spirit be upon our life. May we depend on the Holy Spirit and live like it. And may we live like we depend on the Holy Spirit in doing things bigger than we could ever dream or imagine. But know that God is with us. Let us pray. God, we love you, and we do indeed thank you for the ways in which you're at work in our life. We thank you for your Spirit, a reminder that we are not alone. May we live with your Spirit and with the fruits of the Spirit that I know it's easy to get frustrated and to respond in ways that are of the flesh, but Lord, may we be aware that you fill us with these fruits. And may we be people who respond with love and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and generosity, faithfulness and self-control. And when we do fall short, may we lean upon your grace and move forward to do better. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.